Governor, I want to delve into some of the messaging that we have heard from you. Lawmakers, governors of both parties across the country have frankly praised what we heard from you on Friday, your unifying message. You said you see this as a watershed moment. How can this nation step back from the brink, Governor?
So look, this is you mentioned it in the introduction, but we have seen an escalation in violence that has been happening across the country. We've had periods like this in our past history. I've mentioned before in the late 60s and early 70s, certainly we saw these types of high profile political assassinations, another dark time in our history. People keep waiting for, you know, somebody to lead us out of this. And I think that's a mistake. I don't think any one person, certainly not a governor. I don't think a president. I don't think anyone can change the trajectory of this. It truly is about every single one of us. And I can't emphasize enough the damage that social media and the internet is doing to all of us. Those dopamine hits, these companies, $1 trillion market caps, the most powerful companies in the history of the world, have figured out how to hack our brains, get us addicted to outrage, which is the same type of dopamine, the same chemical that you get from taking fentanyl, get us addicted to outrage and get us to hate each other. I'm seeing it in real time since the tragic death of Charlie Kirk. I'm seeing it in every corner of our society. The conflict entrepreneurs are taking advantage of us, and we are losing our agency, and we have to take that back. We have to turn it off. We have to get back to community, caring about our neighbors, the things that make America great, serving each other, bettering ourselves, exercising, sleeping, all of those things that this takes away from us.